In Parshas Bamidbar, we read about the degolim, the flags. And the flags demonstrated exactly where the shvatim, where the different tribes should go. They should be centered around the Aron, and they each had their own place. There really is no mitzvah ledoros. There is no halachic significance for future generations in terms of how the tribes were set up. It was what a horasha. It was a time for a certain time period. So the question is, Bisman Hazeh, in our time, is there any significant to the flags? And specifically, is there any significance to the Israeli flag? And since 1948, we have our Israeli flag. The Magen David, that's been around for much longer. But in terms of significance of the flag, is there any significance? So they once asked Rav Soloveitchik about, is there any significance to the Israeli flag? So he says, so he pointed out, we know there is no halacha ledoros for the flags. It's only a horasha we find in the Midbar. Each person went to the appropriate spot. However, Rav Soloveitchik thinks Bizman Hazeh, he thinks there's a sif in Shulchan Aruch that demonstrates the importance of the flag. That it's shayach to the Degel HaMedina. So, we know there's a halacha of kvura. Tavar tikbareno bayomahu. We have a mitzvah of burial. We have a biblical commandment of burial. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin goes into a discussion what the nature is. But we paskin kvura is a mitzvah in our Torah. And really, me'ikir adin, really, one should go in, should be buried in the ground directly. That's the practice in Eretz Yisrael. In North America, we have to have coffins, so therefore, we have a minhag to make holes on bottom, put some earth from Eretz Yisrael, do go from offer to offer. But there's a lach of kura. Normally, we bury a person as soon as possible. The quicker the body decomposes, the quicker the atonement. So, why is it the quicker the body decomposes, the quicker the atonement? And it's all about kavod ameis. So that's why the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin that if it takes time for family to come in, so then we wait out kavod ameis so the children should be here. So that's halacha of kfura. So it used to be at one point that when they used to be buried, they were buried in, people were buried in different clothing. Until until the Tanam came along and instituted, everyone should be buried in simple tachrichim, in simple gowns. The tachrichim that a person is buried when, you know, like people use a kitto at Pesach. And that's what it says in Yoredei. We don't bury the dead in fine clothing. Even if he's the head of Klai Yisrael, everyone gets treated the same. You get buried in simple clothing. So there's a lach of the Chevra Kadisha. Every person gets, the body gets cleaned up and you put the tachrichim on. However, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, shematzu Yisrael harug, that's how you find a Jew killed, murdered. Yekvaru kamo shematzu below tachrichim. Then you should bury him without tachrichim. You should leave him the way he is. Shatam leminigzehu kidei lahalos chema. The purpose of this custom is the God should, that Shemin HaShemayim Yiru, that God should atone the enemy, should kill the enemy, take the come on the enemy, etc. And therefore, and it should be ma'orei rachamim. So hechshan is tana kvaro mishar meisim. So why is this person different? V'yaru bazeh rachamei shamayim. V'chein hishve sefer chasidim. Ba'ayu shenargu bo al kiddush Hashem. Like someone who's killed al kiddush Hashem. V'adam nosun alachom avalabanim. And the blood goes on the walls and the stones. So v'ba'ayu zbalo toach b'tziv kirak. Here is why it's Adam go Yavor, you shouldn't put anything over it, Shinemar, etc. That's what the Sefer Chasidim quotes a meaning like that also. So it should be over Rachamim, like I saw in one of Rabbi Plech's, I think it was one of his idiot's guides to Judaism. He quotes in Maisa that someone asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, for some reason he took. He had the garments from Auschwitz he kept, and he wanted to be buried in those Auschwitz garments instead of Tachrichim, and Rav Moshe said it was okay. So the same type of thing, that the garments should be Ma'orei Rachamim and take revenge on the enemy. So he says, regarding the Dego HaMedina, basically at the end, when the United Nations is going to give out the land, whoever, so to speak, put out the flags, that's how much land they were going to get. So all the soldiers, men, women, children, went out, and they were going out risking their lives in order to get more land. And he said he was watching, I guess this is his movie, about what happened. And in the movie, one of the soldiers were sticking a flag in different places to make the boundaries bigger. And he was killed and the blood went on the flag. So every time, every time he sees an Israeli flag, he thinks about the Dama Harug, he thinks about the blood on it, and therefore, that's what he thinks. That the Dego HaMedina is to Ma'orei Rachamim, and all the people who have given up their lives, Lahakim Dego Yehudi. Lafika Kama Rabbeinu, Shalafi Geder Dego HaMedina, who Kevchinas Big Day Harug. He thinks the flag is like the Sifan Shulchan Aruch about the clothing of the dead. Shezeh Sava Lashvichas Dam, that represents the killing of the Jewish people. Vazeh Shadego Ahu, it should bring Racham Eshamayim Al Am Yisrael. And therefore that's the concept. And you know, and to show all the, and to fully appreciate all the Mesiris Nefesh. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that even though we don't have any Halacha L'doros about a Dego, but the Israeli flag is Ma'orei Rachamim, it's like a Sifan Shulchan Aruch about the Beged Aharug.